Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the Big Five is brought to you by Penske Lincoln in La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication. That's what it's like to drive a Lincoln. And Penske Lincoln in La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. I did just confirm it. Have no idea why my brain told me it was 5, but it is 6. And that really bothers me. I'm going
to... Nobody needed you to confirm that because I'd already confirmed it.
Well, we need...
Once I've confirmed it, there's no need for you to confirm it.
Divisional teams don't win in the playoffs, so we needed to confirm it.
My, he's going to hang on to that one, huh?
Well, he can hang on to something stupid. I never said that visiting teams can't win in the playoffs. I said they usually don't win in the divisional round, which is what made this weekend all the more exciting.
Just to refresh our memory, how did you come to that?
How did I come to it?
He wanted to tell me the statistics.
No. What was it? Statistics, right?
The statistics were that 74% of the home teams had won in the divisional playoff round, and never had the home teams lost all four divisional playoff games.
It almost happened.
Yeah. But all I was saying was pointing out a statistic that said the divisional playoff round is a round where the home team usually wins. I did not say the visiting team can't win. As a matter of fact, I myself picked
three of the four
visiting teams to win. So I was going against my own statistic.
There you have it.
Number five.
There was a lot of buzz ever since Aaron Rodgers lost and when Tom Brady lost over the weekend. Will we see them play in the NFL again, people are asking. Both declined to give a decision on what they are going to do, but there were some rumors of Tom Brady retiring before the game yesterday. And he actually just made a statement on his podcast, and one of the writers in Tampa Bay wrote the quote. It's a really long quote, but basically he was saying, hey, my wife hates when I get hit, and I need to be a father to my children. So people are saying maybe he's thinking about retiring. Now, Chris, you're up first. Do you think either of these guys retires?
I don't, but I also predicted last offseason that this would be Brady's last year. I also said that he would be terrible this year, and that would lead to his retirement. So it's hard to say that I'm accurate. So, I felt like it was a possibility, but I don't now. He's playing so well. He looks so good out there. I see no reason for him to step aside. Rodgers, I think, is more of a possibility because he needs to find himself a really good team to go to. And I agree with Aaron Rodgers when he says he doesn't want to be part of a restart. Why would he? Why would anybody at this point in their career want to be part of a restart? Brady would have said the exact same thing, probably did say the same thing. And, you know, other than the Packers, who have a lot of free agents, including Devontae Adams, you know, where's a good team that doesn't already have a quarterback? So it may be a hard fit for Aaron Rodgers. I've heard the Broncos. I've actually seen the Dolphins as a possibility. Are those really good teams? You know what I mean? Does Aaron Rodgers want to cast his lot there?
Yeah.
So I would say Brady, yes. Rodgers, yes, but not as sure thing.
All right, Tony, what do you think? Do either of these guys retire?
No, I don't think either of them retire. The good thing for Giselle is she should be comforted by the fact that her husband really doesn't get hit very often.
I mean, think he bit his own lip yesterday, as a matter of fact.
It kind of looked like it, I'm not going to lie. But that's the first thing. Secondly, I have a hard time seeing Tom Brady, the Brady we saw get a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty, walking off the field and leaving it that way when he still clearly has a lot of football left in him. In terms of Roger, I think this is probably an even more far-fetched idea that he retires. he's got a lot of game left. He's still very, very good. And I think the question really boils down for Aaron Rodgers. What does he value in the organization? Because you can get different things, right? If say, the Steelers, for example, you know he's got stability there, but the Steelers aren't the type of team that's going to go out and make a free agent splash and add some guys that maybe he wants. After that, really, the pickings are slim. I don't know what Tannehill's situation is in Tennessee, but you could see a quarterback change there. But everywhere else, it's going to be it seems like it's going to be a little ways away. You mentioned the Vikings. They got a great nucleus set with a great running back, two really good wide receivers, a defense that maybe needs some work. But you got some of the pieces left there, but they still got Kirk Cousins on the contract
there.
Yeah,
how are they going
to get rid of him? So that one's not going to happen, it doesn't seem like. So,
problem with Tannehill is they just signed him in 2020 to an extension of 4 years and $118 million.
Yeah, so there aren't a lot of spots that are, as Chris said, spots that instantly put him in contention right away. Pittsburgh's really the only one. Is it a fit? I don't know.
Number four.
Speaking of retirement and Miami Dolphins coaches, Chris, maybe this guy could be coming to your team. The Saints had some news come out over the weekend, and it was pretty quiet, I have to say. There's a rumor going around that Saints head coach Sean Payton is thinking about a mini retirement after this last year, which was a really tough season. They had a lot of people on the COVID list, and there was a lot of coaching to be done. Here is Saints owner Gail Benson talking to the media at an event about this question. They asked her what she knows on Payton.
No, Sean, we don't know. You know, who knows? We'll find out soon enough, I guess. I don't think any of us know, but he'll let us know soon enough.
Why don't you tell us what she's saying, Scraby? I don't know that anybody can hear that. I can't.
It's because you don't have one of
your
headphones.
It's muffled.
You don't have one of your headphones in.
No.
She said she doesn't know, basically. And she gave this whole dance, like, oh, nervous laughing, like, yeah, he'll tell us when he knows. But, Tony, you're up first on this one. Do you think Sean Payton would consider a mini retirement?
I don't know. I remember him saying not too long ago that he can't see himself coaching anywhere else. And that was this season. So I'm not sure. I also know that the Bensons have been a little shaky when it comes to their ownership. So I don't know that, you know, I couldn't tell in her voice if that was a I don't know because I'm waiting on Sean Payton to let me know, or if that was a I don't know because we don't know if we want to bring him back. Either way, I still would put my money on Sean Payton returning as the Saints head coach.
Chris, what do you think?
I have my fingers crossed, my wrists crossed, my legs crossed.
I would
love it if Sean Payton were let go by the Saints and Miami was smart enough to sneak in there and grab him. Because I really am worried about who the next Dolphins head coach is going to be. Like I've said, at the time when they got rid of Brian Flores, I think it's going to cost them 2 or 3 years of development. And unless they get somebody as good as Sean Payton, I think that's really going to be the case. So I don't know, but I agree with Tony. I'm sure he'll probably stay in New Orleans.
Yeah, she did not sound very confident in her answer.
Number three.
The Auburn Tigers are the number one men's college basketball team in the country. They beat Kentucky over the weekend for their 15th consecutive win and then scooped up 45 of the 61 first-place votes to become the nation's top-ranked team for the first time. The poll began in the 1948 and 49 season. The Gonzaga Bulldogs dropped from number two, or to number two, with 15 first-place votes. Arizona remained third and earned the other number one vote. So, Chris, does this tell you anything about the state of college basketball that Auburn is number one?
No. It just means they're having a great season. What do you mean? The Kentucky's down a little bit? And
just we're seeing new teams at the top.
Yeah, good. No, I like it. I mean, Houston's in the top 10. I'm looking through this right now. I think it's good. The Blue Bloods are no longer dominating college basketball the way they did. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, that should be the template for the college football.
Right. Duke's number 9, Kentucky's number 12, North Carolina's nowhere to be found, Indiana's nowhere to be found. I don't have a problem with that. You know, I mean, let everybody have a good, clean shot at it. There's 300 and some odd teams in Division I basketball. You know, that's what makes NCAA basketball way better than NCAA football, as Tony just said. Yeah. I mean, everybody's got an opportunity. You get a couple of good players, you can turn your program around. And it's nice to see Auburn dominating in the SEC, because Kentucky's done that for so long. But It's Auburn's turn. So good for somebody new. Wouldn't it be refreshing if you looked at the college football standings one day, you know, next November, and Texas Tech was number one in the nation? Yeah, I mean, right, I'm just giving an odd team, but, you know, just to have something fresh. So, yeah, I like this.
What do you think, Tony? What does this tell you about the state of college basketball, if anything?
That it's healthy. That it's healthy, right? That, you know, we have moved away from the blue bloods dominating the top 25. Now, they're still there. Don't get me wrong. From that standpoint, they're there every year. But to see teams that we haven't seen in Auburn, we've seen some of the mid-majors make their way up through the top 25. And as I said, that should be the template for college football as well. You don't want 15 teams to really have a shot to win it every single year? You want it to be an open landscape.
Yeah. Well, we all do, but
the
Alabamas of the world don't want it, and that's why it's staying the way it is in college football.
Number two.
Tua Tagovailoa is taking criticism again, and it's from his own teammate, an anonymous teammate. Here is the quote from the Sun Sentinel, and Omar Kelly wrote this. He said an anonymous Dolphins defender told Omar Kelly, quote, "He can't make every throw. He's only going to take us so far. I'm wasting my career here if that's what we're doing," end quote. So, Tony, basically, this is a terrible phrased question, but is anonymously throwing your teammate under the bus the worst thing you can do as a teammate?
Yeah, if you haven't had that
one-on-one talk.
Because you could be anonymous and not want the public to necessarily know who's saying it, but could have said it to his face. I could see a scenario in which that plays out. But other than that, yes, it is the worst thing you can do is slide onto the media and be like, "Hey, man, don't put my name on this, but such and such,
can
man,
he's
wasting the time of my career right now."
Like, Xavier Howard.
that's pretty bad.
Chris?
If you hate it, get out of there. That's what I would say to that guy. Yes, it is one of the worst things you can do.
It just causes problems.
It's really rude. Yeah, and it's more problematic for the whole team.
For the whole team,
that's
right.
Getting your point across.
Because now they have to talk about it and find out if anybody really feels that way, blah, blah, blah. On the other side, we're going to update you on baseball. But, guys, I have a NBA question. So we'll update on baseball, and then we're going to get into this Grayson Allen thing. I know that you guys saw this over the weekend, and I know that you guys want to talk about what happened. So we will do all of that when we get back on Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.